Hello and welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, NAREIT's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on October 5th, 2016. Our guest today is Stephen Marks, Managing Director with Fitch Ratings, and we're going to discuss liquidity in the REIT market. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Alan, thank you very much for having me.
So a year ago at this time, Fitch's assessment of U.S. equity REIT's liquidity was fairly critical. You pointed out at the time that the industry's liquidity profile was starting to show signs of weakness. I guess sounds like things have changed?
Things have changed a little bit. It's true. When we looked at liquidity coverage ratios, which is a fairly simplistic measurement, but it measures sources relative to uses, that ratio was around 1.2 times, which was one of the lowest ratios that we had observed since we had been looking at these, doing these analyses in the last 5 years. This go-around, that ratio is in the high ones. It's around 1.7 times, and so there's definitely been an improvement in the ratio. I think that, you know, a couple of things to highlight. One is that it is a rolling measurement, so it takes into account what liquidity uses are for the next 2 years, mainly in the case of REITs, that's debt maturities and recurring capital expenditures. And then it also looks at sources, which is primarily retained cash flow, cash on balance sheet, and then most importantly, how much availability companies have on their lines. And so because it is a rolling measurement, certain idiosyncratic things can cause, you know, certain quarters or years to look a little bit different relative to others.
So what's the breakdown in terms of where the liquidity is coming from for REITs?
It's coming from a couple places. That the primary source of liquidity for REITs, and this doesn't matter what quarter we're looking at, it's just a consistent theme of REITs, is because REITs can't retain capital, the availability on companies' unsecured lines of credit is always the primary liquidity source. And what we saw for 2Q of this year was that the percent drawn was around, call it 15%. That's one of the lowest percent drawn that we've seen since we've been doing these analyses. And so that's the primary source. That's their internal source of liquidity. But as companies have been accessing capital, the primary place that they've been accessing it has been typically the unsecured bond market. But in many ways, some of the bigger REITs and even some of the smaller REITs have been accessing the unsecured bank term loan market much more heavily than they've done in the past, to where we're seeing that be the second or third largest liquidity source, which is to us, a little bit of a concern, because we would think that given how open the capital markets have been in the public space for the last three or four years, that companies would be relying less on their bank relationships and bank funding and instead accessing the unsecured bond market to put a little bit more term on their borrowing structures. But instead, they've been accessing the term loan market, which typically has, you know, call it a 3 to 5 year tenor. So it's something that we've been monitoring, and I'd say a little more concerned about now than we were a year ago.
And the big story, obviously, for REITs recently has been the establishment of the new real estate sector under the Global Industry Classification Standard. How does that play into the liquidity profile of the REIT market?
It probably has a derivative effect, certainly not a primary driver or have a primary implication. For liquidity, the secondary effect might be to the extent that companies are looking to access the equity market, having that incremental generalist pool of investors being able to separately invest in REITs, or having that GICS segment be identified for REITs, probably on the margin creates a little bit more equity interest, which on the again, these are all sort of marginal impacts, but may cause these company stocks to trade a little bit better and perhaps a little bit better relative to NAV. Thus, companies may be slightly more inclined to issue equity than they had been in the absence of the GICS being out there.
And I assume that we'll see you at REIT World 2016 next month in Phoenix. What do you expect to be some of the more common topics of discussion in your meetings with REIT management teams there?
Probably the first thing is it'll be right on the heels of the election having taken place. So any reactions to how the new president might impact the economy, and then maybe perhaps more specifically the commercial real estate market. At that point, probably a little too early to tell, but it would be interesting to get their views, given that we will have a new president in place. The second thing is probably a discussion more around where we are in the cycle. I mean, some of the work that we've done saying that the cycle is getting a little bit long in the tooth. When you look at kind of the average commercial real estate cycle, really regardless of asset class, and in particular, if you look at last year, the last cycle, the age was around, call it 23 quarters, was the simple average age across the primary sectors. We're now, if you look at the aging of the where we are in the existing cycle, it's about 20 quarters. So we're reaching a point where, you know, again, the cycle is certainly long in the tooth. We're certainly more towards the end of the cycle than the beginning, in our view. And then for some sectors, when you look at where supply is and how much supply is coming on relative to average supply that has come on over, say, a 10-year period or even a 20-year period, there are some sectors that are having incrementally more supply coming on relative to their historical norms. And so those are going to be sectors such as multifamily, such as senior housing, where we're going to be paying a little more close attention to how companies are reacting to incrementally more supply coming online in their markets.
Stephen, appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
Alan, thank you very much. Take care.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For The REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenney.